It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So we got Scott Jennings coming up after 5 o'clock. We finally got a hold of him. You know, he's in rock star status. And it seems like every person that we have on this show, this reflects well on the show, though. Every person goes into superstardom. Look at this one. Dan O'Donnell, my friend from Milwaukee. He's on this morning on with Dana Perino. Listen to what Dana says here.
Dan O'Donnell, I feel like I need to have you on speed dial for election day. Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on and have fun at the rallies.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much, Dana.
Take care, Dan.
It's like 1.5 speed, isn't it?
Great.
Oh, my God, O'Donnell. Am I going to have to work on your ego now, too, along with Jennings? Good Lord. How are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm nowhere near the stratosphere of Scott Jennings. That guy goes into the lion's den every night and wins. But thank you, Mark. I really appreciate that.
You know what's funny about Jennings, Dan? Maybe no one cares about this. I'm going to share the story with you. We've been friends now for about 8 years. But actually, when I worked up there in Milwaukee at WTMJ, I used to drive to work at like 3 a.m. and I would listen to WHAS in Louisville because you could get the signal up there, 840 on the AM dial. And I knew Joe Arnold, the guy who was doing overnights. His news guy at the time that I was listening to, that I had no idea, it didn't sink into, you know, a couple of decades later, was Scott Jennings. He started at HAS doing news in the middle of the night. Then he, you know, worked in the Bush White House, worked for Mitch McConnell. And yeah, he's had quite the summer, hasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. It's almost like every single night there is just an incredible soundbite that comes out. Just an amazing clip of him just dropping facts and knowledge and like taking on about 4 different liberals on that god awful show at once. I mean, he's an incredible. Incredible, incredible warrior for the conservative cause.
Well, and he's told me, and I don't know if this has changed, but there's a lot of folks there at CNN that do not like his positions, or I don't know if they would say personally don't like him, but CNN management has his back, so that's pretty important. But let's talk about Wisconsin right now, because this is a huge state. I mean, does the garbage truck bit get any better? It's better than the McDonald's bit, wasn't it, Dan?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. I mean, you talk about a perfect way to draw attention to what might be the most notorious soundbite, as we're talking about those, of the entire election cycle. Joe Biden calling half of the voting public garbage because they don't support him or they don't support Kamala Harris. I mean, you talk about just an incredible way to illustrate that. Kudos to his team for having that garbage truck ready to go, and kudos to him for the 5-minute almost stand-up comedy bit that he did
right
about getting in the truck, putting on the vest, and how it made him look slimmer.
I played some of the audio in the monologue of the show. I don't know how you can close any stronger than this. I went back. Look, Dan, I'm a radio guy, a terrestrial radio guy. I don't really listen to podcasts. I get that they're a thing. I listened to the whole Joe Rogan podcast. I thought it was fantastic. It really was interesting. You know, they were just two guys talking. I think that was a smart move for him to do that. Kamala wouldn't do it. She wouldn't commit. She wanted conditions. You have everything else that's happened here in the aftermath of the last couple of weeks. I think that the only stumble might have been that comedian on Sunday. And then this happens with Biden, and they negated the whole thing.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's it, exactly. I mean, and you actually had a reporter on CNN last night who is visibly angry while covering Trump's rally in Green Bay that he dared to change the narrative from those hateful comments about Puerto Ricans. How dare he? We tell you what to think. Donald Trump doesn't ever get to flip the script. Yes, this was a master class in politics. And in fact, taking what was pretty much the only slip that anyone on Team Trump had made in, what, a week? Well, week, hell, probably a month, month and a half. I mean, really since the debate. You could make the argument, I think, that the debate on September, what was that, 10th, was the last good day in this campaign for Kamala Harris.
Oh, you could make that case. Like, yeah, you really
right?
could.
It seems like Trump has surged at the exact right time. He has made absolutely no wrong moves, and his team just not properly vetting the jokes of a comedian. I will even give that a slight pass because, yeah, I did think it was sort of offensive. Apparently, Puerto Rico is having garbage problems.
They are.
Trash collector strike. So I guess that was the joke when I'm about as plugged in as it gets in politics. I didn't get the reference. I thought he was just calling Puerto Rico trash.
Well, when you have to explain the joke, it doesn't work. And the room wasn't right. You know, there were, you know, Paul Morrow, who's on Fox, told me the other day, Dan, that there were still people that were kind of flooding into Madison Square Garden. So the crowd wasn't even really listening to everything. And yeah, that did not work very well. But other than that, I think things, and they obviously recovered from that. Now the question becomes, will he win? Will he win your state? Wisconsin's very unusual. And he did win in 2016. I've pointed out many times, Dan, you and I have talked about this, many, many potential Hillary Clinton supporters stayed home. They did not vote for her. The polling is very close. There might be some shenanigans up there. I know you're on top of that. So what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel right now about your state, Wisconsin?
Well, I think all three of the upper Midwestern swing states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, all swing together. They have in every single election since the 1980s, meaning if Pennsylvania goes Republican, so too will Wisconsin and Michigan. I'm not totally sold on that as a hard and fast rule, but it is fairly likely. There was just a poll from Echelon Insights released maybe a half hour to an hour ago that shows Trump up 6 in Pennsylvania. Now, I'm not sure if he's up by that much. I tend to believe that he outperforms his polls by about a point to 3 points. There was a Marquette Law School poll, which is sort of like the gold standard of polling here in Wisconsin, that showed him down a point and the race tied in the full field. So head-to-head, he's down 50 to 49. The race is tied in the full field. That probably means he's up 2 to 3 here in Wisconsin. Early voting has been very, very good in heavily Republican counties, which is another good sign for him. Beyond that, I guess a vibe I kind of get is just very pro-Trump in the white working class. And I can tell you the Democrats in Milwaukee, which is, of course, our biggest city and a big source of Democrat votes, they're very concerned that there are a whole lot of Black and Latino men who are going to show up for Donald Trump. So all their get out the vote efforts in Milwaukee are inadvertently going to get Trump votes out there.
I love that. Absolutely. Now, they have a new ad out today, and he said this last night. I think this is a good closing message.
You can't lead America if you don't love Americans. It's true.
And, you know, that says a lot. And I think you know what that means. And I know what that means. You got people on the other side that don't love this country. It's been on full display. And I think that deep down, you know, when you mix that up, Dan, with the economy, some of the culture issues, the inability to really move forward with the American dream, and the fact that this administration has done such a horrible job, it's just so hard for me to believe that he's not going to win this thing.
Yeah. And, you know, the reality is that I think it's really taking root with people. I mean, when the media and the Democrats are very upset that Joe Biden stepped on Kamala's message and called Americans trash, and Kamala's message was Americans are actually Nazis if they support Donald Trump, the Adolf Hitler of the 21st century, you know they've got a real messaging problem. And look, this was just Biden saying the quiet part loud, right? Democrats have long had a bit of a thinly veiled contempt for the average voter. My goodness, they disregarded every single one of their own primary voters' votes to just install Kamala Harris when they thought Joe Biden didn't have a chance to win, right? So this is who the party has become. And look, if you look at the just tone of the two campaigns over the last 2 weeks, you've got Donald Trump looking like he's having the time of his life, working at McDonald's and riding in a garbage truck and wearing the vest and just talking about, you know, making America great again and the beauty of America and how great it is. And you've got Kamala Harris saying, if you don't vote for me, we're going to have Nazi rule.
Well, and then
you can't.
The whole coverage, too, Dan, as you know, look, I was out of town over the weekend. I went. I have a new grandson in Houston, Dan O'Donnell, and I'm driving back and I'm listening to CNN. This was after the Madison Square Garden thing. I wanted to hear what they said. Dark, misogynistic, you know, all these things. It's the opposite of what people who are actually at the events are experiencing. It was interesting yesterday, right, Dan. I don't know if you saw this piece. There was a woman for The Nation who was, you know, that's a very left-wing publication that had to basically admit. She went to the rally at Madison Square Garden. She didn't get in, but she had to admit that a lot of the people she was talking to were pretty normal, and they loved the country, yeah, and they just wanted better things for their families. That probably was difficult for her to admit, but there seems to be this extreme disconnect with our friends in the media, and they're going to have some mental issues after next Tuesday, aren't they?
Well, I certainly think so, and I would hope that they would be very subtly priming their audiences for what I'm increasingly convinced is probably going to be the inevitable. I mean, I just cannot shake the feeling. The number 312 is just stuck in my head, the number of electoral votes that Trump is probably most likely to win. I think this is going to be 312 to 226. I think it's probably going to be called reasonably early.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, I think what we're getting in states like Michigan is, well, we might not count the votes for another 3 weeks. Well, what possible reason could you have? What possible excuse could you give that a state fraction the size of Florida, like Maricopa County in Arizona, a county is not going to have its votes for a couple of weeks, they said last week, that it might be 1 to 3 weeks before we get of our results.
That is ridiculous. And Florida, country does not need that.
No, Florida has all of its votes in the third most populous state in the country by like midnight, if not sooner. Okay. So I hope given Republicans' dominance in the swing states, but really all across the country in the early vote, and given the fact that frankly, I think Republicans are still probably going to dominate Election Day, that a 312-226 Electoral College win where Trump just sweeps all of the swing states and probably gets close. I saw Real Clear polling shifted New Hampshire from lean Democrat to toss-up. You know, it would have to be a pretty big blowout for Trump to pick off a New Hampshire or a New Mexico. I know he's going there as well as Virginia. Maybe he sees something in the internal polls that we don't. But I think the most likely scenario is 312 to 226 Trump wins. And we look back on it and say it's not particularly close. In fact, Harry Enten, CNN's polling guru, who is a left winger, but he at least is fair with the data every time he's on. He was on yesterday and said, look, if Trump wins and wins rather easily, it shouldn't be a surprise in retrospect.
I played the audio. Yeah, he said, look, the warning signs are on the wall, right? If you look at the figure I think he used was 28% of the country feels like we're going in the right direction, just 28%. Now, that seems high to me given the way we are right now. But when the number's that high, that does not bode well for, you know, the incumbent or the incumbent's running mate. Dan, I got to go because we're out of time. You have fun with these final 3 days or I guess 4 or 5 days in Wisconsin, and we'll see what happens. I hope your prediction's right because we need something to be a little bit more decisive to help with the healing in the aftermath, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Thanks as always, Mark.
Hey, it might be the last time I talk to you, though, because you're going to go into Fox Superstardom with Perino and Bill Hemmer. So it was nice knowing you, O'Donnell, okay?
I won't forget the little guys. Don't worry, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.